This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi there, my name's John Leary and I'm here to bring you The Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I ask the 10 questions from the Saturday paper and each week a different couple of guests try to answer them. This week, those guests are the director of the Sydney Festival, Wesley Enoch, and the artistic director of the Australian Ballet, David McAllister. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Thanks, Sean. I think we're both the outgoing artistic directors of both our organisations in many ways. We're on the way out.
Is that true? I wasn't. Is Indeed. This your last Sydney Festival, Wesley?
Yeah, my last one's coming up in January.
Ah, brilliant.
And of course, David's finishing up with the ballet end of the year.
Wow, what a bonkers year to go out on, right?
Oh, what can you do? No. What can you do?
It's been good because I think what was planned for me for this year was huge, and I think I would have been sort of diving into, you know, the inevitable if I had have done all of that completely, you know, exhausted. So it's been a nice decline into retirement now for me.
or I like to say a decline into kind of relevance deprivation. Like, no one will want to talk to us next year.
Well, I'm glad I got you on the podcast now while you're still relevant.
Yes.
Now, the first question that I always ask everyone is, what do you think your expert category might be?
That's easy
for me.
So
it's not really part of the quiz. Yes?
It's so easy for me. I am such a ballet nerd and I remember dates. So I think my expert category would be the Australian Ballet from 1983 through to 2002.
That's a very personal history kind of aligned category. Anything outside of yourself and ballet?
No, pretty much. That's it.
No, David, your thing would be ironing.
Oh, yeah, true.
Your category is about ironing.
Ironing 101.
Okay, ironing. You do all the ironing?
And the laundry. I don't let Wesley near the laundry room when we're living together.
David's a bit racist. He likes to separate colours from whites. The apartheid.
And Wesley has a more inclusive policy of putting, you know, red things with white things, so you end up with pink things.
That's not true.
All right. Well, if there's any questions on laundry, you'll do very well. What about you, Wesley? What was your expert category, do you reckon?
Oh, goodness. Qantas Aviation.
Oh, that is unexpected.
Or probably preferably Qantas Lounges, maybe.
Yeah, Qantas Lounges of the world. That's my specialty.
Where's the best? What do you reckon the best one is?
Oh, it depends what mood you're in, you know. Like, Singapore's good, but it doesn't have enough kind of exclusivity in Singapore. You know, and LA's a bit rough all round, so I would like to say that Sydney lounges for Qantas, anyway, I think are the largest lounges of the world.
And the most luxurious.
Oh, wow.
And the most luxurious. I think some of the stuff that you get, some of the lounges you get in Heathrow, sure, there's a few of them, but they're not as large.
The Qantas BA lounge in Terminal 5 at Heathrow is not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay. Glowing review for the Heathrow Qantas lounge. All right, let's jump in with question number one.
Okay, scary.
Question number one is, in which city was John F. Kennedy assassinated?
It was Texas, wasn't it? Houston?
Yeah, it was either Dallas or Houston.
Oh, no, which Dallas. It was Dallas.
It was Dallas. Very well corrected there. There's a bonus point for this question as well, which is you get a bonus point for naming what the F stands for in John F. Kennedy.
Fitzgerald, isn't it?
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Yeah, it is Fitzgerald. Yeah. Well done. Look at that. You're off on a flyer.
Yeah, but these these quizzes go like that. They go easy and then they just get harder. We know. Maybe. We know how they work.
Maybe. It's the 57th anniversary of his assassination on November 22nd.
Ah. My mother was in the hospital birthing me at the time.
What, she was at the Parkland Memorial Hospital where he died.
No, she was at St. Anne's Hospital in Mount Lawley. But yeah, her doctor used to put her in a few days before, you know, she gave birth, and she was in hospital waiting for me. So I arrived just after JFK left.
Maybe you are the reincarnation of JFK. Maybe his soul moved into you, David. I didn't know that story.
I don't think so.
Okay, there we go. Question number two. Which musical features the songs Sweet Transvestite, Science Fiction, and Damn It, Janet?
Oh, we know it's Rocky Horror.
Yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, it's Rocky Horror.
Yeah. That's an easy one.
I know. That's a little easy one as well.
Yeah. This is a good quiz. I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
We've got 2 out of 10, David. Let's not count our chickens.
And a bonus point.
So you've got 3 out of 10. 3 out of 10. Or whatever.
Do you know, here's just a little cheeky bonus. Mm. Do you know who wrote Rocky Horror, the original
it was the guy
music
that played,
lyrics and book?
Yeah, wasn't it the guy that played one of the characters?
Yeah.
He did.
Was it Robinson? Yeah. Brian Robinson? Brian?
Oh, I know. Yeah, you've got it around the wrong way.
Oh, Robert Bryanson.
Well, kind of. It's not Robert. But it's Richard.
Richard.
No?
No, don't know.
Richard O'Brien.
And
yeah, he played Riffraff.
Riffraff.
That's right.
I remember he had the long, straggy hair. Yeah, the
long one. Played the Hunchback. Well, and this is the Jim Sharman connection too, that, you know, that whole idea that Jim Sharman directed the film.
Brian Thompson
designed the set and costumes.
For the film.
Well, that turned into the film, yeah. A lot of the thinking of the stage show turned into the film.
How about that?
Ooh.
Question number three. Panzer tanks, P-A-N-Z-E-R, Panzer tanks were used in World War II by the army of which nation?
The Third Reich. Germany.
It was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you put in a Panzer tank?
A lot of pansies.
That's wrong, David. That's wrong.
Only gay Germans were allowed to go in the tank.
That's so close to the bar.
I know that this is really embarrassing, but in the first lockdown, I watched this series that seemed to go for about 10 episodes called World at War, World War II, and they talked about Panzer tanks all the time.
A Panzer tank? Wesley, you look shocked, but it's a tank as in an armoured vehicle.
Not a
receptacle.
Gotcha.
For holding.
Gotcha.
Things.
They gave the German, the Third Reich, a huge advantage on the warfare field because they were just indestructible, and all of the English and later American tanks didn't have the maneuverability that the Panzer tanks did.
You're right, and it was the whole notion of a blitzkrieg was based on them having sheer weight of numbers and maneuverability and speed of their tanks versus the Allied forces tanks.
Why were they called Panzer then? Where's the name Panzer come from?
Well, Panzer, the word Panzer, do you know, David?
No, I don't actually.
The word Panzer is a German word for armour.
Oh, okay.
It was originally Panzerkampfwagen armoured combat vehicle.
Yes.
So, yeah, Panzer tanks were used by Germany.
David, I have a newfound admiration for your TV watching.
Get used to it, darling. It's going to be a lot more when I start working.
Oh, God.
All right. Now, this one's question four is a little bit tricky. It's a little bit of a kind of cryptic crossword-ish clue.
I'm very bad at this.
All right. The title of which movie nominated in the 1990s for a Best Picture Oscar shares all but one letter with a Best Picture winner of the 2010s? Okay. Is that a little complex?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a movie from the 90s that shares all the letters with a movie from 2010.
Yes, one except for one letter. Yeah.
And that's the clue?
That's the clue. That's the clue.
I thought that was the preamble.
So you need anagram. You need to kind of work out the anagram of the names of all of the nominees or the winners in the 90s.
Well, yeah, it's one film from the 90s that was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, has all the same letters except for one, and they're all in the same order.
Oh.
Except for one letter. So that's a pretty big clue.
Oh, I see.
They're all in the same order.
I'm thinking it would be Alien, because Alien was big in the 90s and they did a reboot.
And then Aliens.
Alien 2. Sure. Or Aliens.
It's not quite that
simple.
That'd be great.
It's not quite that simple. These films are linked in no other way.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Tell us who the director was of at least one of them.
Okay. All right. Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Was the
Good Will
director
Hunting?
Of.
No, that was Gus.
That was Gus Van Sant.
Van Sant.
All right. Oh, Will Affleck. Didn't he do that movie with the other actor?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, I'm thinking Ben Affleck, yeah.
Oh, was it Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck we're talking
well,
about.
Well, number one, the movie didn't win the Oscar, so we're talking about a loser movie. Well, number two, we're talking about Ben Affleck, loser actor. I mean, I don't understand why we're doing this.
He won. The film that he directed actually did win the Best Picture Oscar.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And it won in 2013.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. And the other film that we're looking for.
Was it the one that his brother was in, Casey Affleck? No.
No, I don't think he was.
No. I think this is your category, Wesley. You're into movies.
Oh, and I've lost it, I think.
What about this? I'll give you a clue on the other one.
Mm-hmm. Just the name and we'll work out what the other one is.
The one that was nominated for Best Picture in 1997, it won Best Screenplay and Best Actress for Frances McDormand.
Was it that?
Fargo. That's Fargo. That definitely is Fargo. Oh,
different Frances.
So
what's the other title that sounds like Fargo?
What's the other film?
Yeah. Fargo is...
Argos. Argo. Close. Argo.
Yeah.
Did Ben Affleck direct that?
Ben Affleck directed that,
Oh, wow. God help us.
I don't know if we actually won that. I think you sort of gave us that one.
Yeah.
No, look, I always give very, very big clues when I can.
Well, this thing would go forever otherwise.
Yeah.
Just go on
because
and on and on.
That's what I actually want is I want someone to get all 10 questions. And you're doing very well thus far. But, yeah, it was Fargo and
Argo.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, question number five. In Greek mythology, who, starting with P, is the queen of the underworld?
Persephone. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, right.
It is. That very wasn't, well done. No.
That wasn't very much fun. I should have played that out a little bit more. And the only reason I know
quite
that,
all right.
Getting back to my expert subject, the only reason I know that
Sylvia.
Is we did Sylvia last year and the Persephone character was the queen of the underworld. So. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Look, I played straight into you.
And his mother, was it Persephone's mother was... Dementia. Well, the woman who had all the seasons had
Demeter,
the god of harvest or something. God
yeah.
of, Demeter, thank you.
Yeah.
Dementia. Dementia, the goddess
she
of forgetting.
She might have had dementia.
She had it later on. Poor old Demeter with dementia.
Yeah.
She was abducted by Hades or Pluto.
Hades, yeah.
Do you know what Persephone is sort of associated with or what she's the personification of?
No.
Wesley?
Spring?
Yeah, kind of spring.
Because she was able to return once a year, and it was spring that kind of she was meant to could visit her mother once a year, and that's what that was all about.
Yeah.
And just to say, Pluto is Roman and Hades is Greek. Isn't that how it works?
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Very well done. And on that note, we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Wesley Enoch and David McAllister, and they're doing the quiz, and they're up to question six. And question six is, it's a sports question, guys.
Ooh. Oh, no. Yeah,
that's so how do you feel about that?
Really bad.
Oh.
We'll see. It's just one sports question, and then we'll move right along. We'll see how we go. Question number six. How many...
Ash Barty.
It's not Ash Barty.
No? Okay, sorry.
How many of the four-game 2020 Bledisloe Cup series did the All Blacks win?
So four games. They won three, I think. Australia won one. Oh, maybe they won two.
Australia did win one.
Australia won one, but I think the All Blacks won the rest, didn't they?
They didn't win the rest.
I don't follow tennis. Oh, I don't know tennis.
No, you're right. They tied one.
They did. They tied the first game.
And then Australia won one, and then the All Blacks won two.
Exactly right.
You're very good, David.
So,
very
good. New Zealand, the All Blacks, won two.
Yeah. See, it's only because I watch TV. I see it on the news, and I forgot that they actually tied one. I knew that Australia won one, but I thought, they tied one. There you go.
See, you got it.
Half a point.
No, you got there. All right, this one might be tricky.
Okay.
Question number seven. Who is Scotland's first minister?
Nicola Sturgeon.
Sturgeon, isn't it? Yeah.
Wow. Well done, guys.
I love Nicola.
You love Nicola?
She's fabulous.
Is she? I wish I could do her accent better.
Yeah, she's great. She's a fantastic kind of socialist. She's up there kind of ramming it up them. She's amazing.
And I love that woman, the comedian who does a fantastic rip-off of her too. There's a comedian on YouTube who does Nicola Sturgeon, and they use press conferences, and she does a voiceover, and apparently Nicola Sturgeon loved it so much she retweeted
that
it.
That is very funny.
I can't remember the name of the comedian, but
Janie
it's hysterically
Godley,
funny.
Yes. I think is the comedian's name.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Janie Godley. Yeah, she's the first woman to be Scotland's first minister.
Yeah.
And she's held that position since 2014.
Wow.
I've spoken in the Scottish Parliament.
Have you?
Wow. Yeah, I was over there for...
What did you say?
Oh, I sang a song, spoke some language, Aboriginal language. It was actually for an arts leaders forum that they hold in the Parliament building at Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And this kind of wonderful opportunity, and I just got up and did that. Yeah, there you go. How's that?
Oh, brilliant.
Me, Nicola, we're like
was
that.
Was she there?
No, she was on holidays. Oh. You don't let the artists in when the politicians are around. Goodness gracious.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's too bad. All right, question number eight.
Ooh.
What acid is produced by some ants?
Ooh. Not very good on biology.
You've hit the wall. I've stumped you.
I've always been a 70% student.
So you get the next three wrong?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, just to keep the averages there. I'm going to say lactic acid, but
that's,
don't know why I'd say that.
No, that's incorrect.
Hydrochloric?
Not hydrochloric either. I don't know how am I going to get you here? It starts with F.
Mm. Where else would we experience this acid?
That's a good...
Not folic acid?
No, not folic.
Good for bread, folic acid. Good for pregnant women.
Okay, well, actually, the name of this acid comes from the Latin word for ant.
Ooh. Ant acid.
If you eat that ant, it's ant coming acid. For your tummy as well.
That's it. It's some ants for your tummy.
It should be. Now, there's a type of table.
Mm-hmm. Table.
Yeah, Euro? No, you'll get there with this.
Eames.
No, that is
bench?
Like laminate.
Oh.
So if you were sitting in a kitchen in the, I guess, the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And the type of
Formica?
Formica. So what kind of acid might it be?
Formic acid?
Formic.
Ah, formic.
Oh. That, I think, is a little bit too far of a stretch, but thank you for all of that help.
That's too stretch. A formic acid.
Formic.
Formic acid.
Yeah. Acid, yeah. And
so what ants are called form, forma, or formic. What's the Greek for ant? Latin for ant.
Formic.
Ah.
Or formica, sorry, formica. Is Latin for ant.
So I wonder if formica is made out of squashed ants then.
I don't think
so. It is
so.
Now, in my mind. Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes,
now I think always remember that.
Yeah.
So totally. So what do they use the acid for, though? I mean, to build or to break down?
What do the ants use?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's defense. They use it.
Oh, defense.
Yeah, they use it
see.
As a defense thing. Mm. They spray it to defend the nest. All right, question number 9. Is Namibia in northern, southern, eastern, or western Africa?
Ooh. Oh, goodness gracious.
Mm. Mm. I don't think it's in...
I don't think it's
southern either. I think it's somewhere around the middle, but just which side? Is it west or east?
Yes.
Yeah, central wasn't an option.
All right.
No.
I reckon... I don't know. I've just got a feeling it could be eastern.
I'm going to say eastern as well.
You're going to go with eastern?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that is incorrect. And I can't clue you there because, you know, it's 1 in 4.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's southern.
Oh, it is southern.
Yeah, it's southern.
Where?
So is it near South Africa?
But what's the what countries does it border?
It does just the, it's Namibia's southern bit borders South Africa.
Oh, right.
So South Africa is just below it, and on its eastern border is Botswana.
Oh yeah,
and Angola is above it.
All right, Angola. There you go. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
It's in the south.
Thank you very much. Always good to learn.
And we're up to the last question.
Oh my god,
you ready?
Went so quick.
Oh.
Question number 10 is: what is the most common element in Earth's crust? How's your chemistry?
I feel like this is a trick question.
Oh. Folic acid.
No. I feel like if...
Crust. I got the crust joke.
I feel like it should be carbon, but that just seems so obvious because everything's, you know, there's carbon everywhere. We're all carbon.
There is carbon everywhere. I will give you a clue. It's not carbon.
Yeah, that's why I thought.
Yes.
That would be too obvious.
But I wonder whether it'd be kind of a hydrogen or something like that. Because we're talking about elements, aren't we?
Talking about elements, yes. So, yeah, you're on the right track. It's.
I'm just thinking, you know, hydrogen, oxygen, like those kind of really base kind of elements and things that just kind of are sitting gassy and stuff like that in the world.
Yeah, Wesley's on the right track.
Okay. What are those base elements, Wesley?
Oh Jesus!
Wait, get out your elemental table. What in your mind?
It is. Do you want a clue? The atomic weight of this element is 8.
Right. Gosh. Can you remember your periodic table?
No.
So when you say Earth's crust, you're talking about the land mass, or are we talking about we're not talking the water, obviously.
Is this all molten?
We're talking about the crust.
Yeah.
The surrounding, the outer. I think it might include the water, actually, the ocean.
Well, then that would be H2O, hydrogen.
Well, H2O would be hydrogen. I said hydrogen, though. That's not the answer.
Yeah, but it's not hydrogen.
Oxygen.
It is oxygen.
Oh, is it? Really?
Yes.
You're joking. Oh, my God.
No, I'm not joking. It is oxygen.
Wow.
Oxygen is the most common element in Earth's crust.
Wow. That is a surprise.
How spongy is the Earth's crust that it's full of
air?
It's like an aerobar.
As a percentage by weight of the Earth's crust, oxygen represents 47%.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And actually, the second most common element by weight in the Earth's crust, this one's weird, it's silicon.
Oh, sand.
Yeah. Yeah, all that sand. Yeah.
You can tell that I took a lot of notice in chemistry.
Indeed. Indeed. Well done. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Wesley Enoch and David McAllister, and they've just done the quiz. Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for doing the quiz.
What's our score, John?
Oh, look, Johnny, I actually don't keep a score. Oh. That's not what this is about.
Oh, my God. We're so competitive. We want our score.
We want to win.
But what I can tell you is that you did extremely well. I mean, what do you remember? What do you...
I reckon there was one that we definitely
got. Antacid. I remember Antacid.
Yeah, Antacid. The only one that you really bombed out on was
Namibia.
Where Namibia was.
Yeah, but I actually
think
you gave us two others with a lot of help. So I reckon I've kept my average, 70%.
well done. And thank you both so much for doing the quiz.
So much fun.
You're very welcome.
And good luck with your retirements.
Yes.
yes.
Deprivation of relevance.
That's the quiz for another week. Thanks for listening. Poor old David and Wesley went so close to a perfect score. How did you do? Remember, if you've been enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate and review and find us on Twitter and Instagram. The quiz was written by Cindy McDonald. The podcast was mixed by Atticus Pasto. Eric Jensen is our editor-in-chief. My name is John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.